And by the way, I use a continuing hypothetical called Suffolk Software Company, which is basically located at my law school, 120 Tremont Street here in Boston. And I use this as the continuing hypothetical throughout the book in describing who may use the software, for example, whether licensees with our company want a single-use license, or they want pay-per-view, or they have a single project license, and the unit of measurement, or whether they want a network license or a site license. So we go all the way through each of these basic components of traditional licensing in the early chapters. And then we finally move to the mass market, which I've just described. That's the browse wrap and the shrink wrap and the click wrap. And chapter 6 deals with free and open software models. And that's the chapter that's co-authored with John Gillis. And so I try not to assume too much, but basically give you the background and how these things work, and basically what's the latest on litigation and the sources of law. And so what happens, I think, in a book like this is that it needs to be continually updated, and I am really up to date. Chapter 8 on cloud computing, for example, which is co-authored with Anne Halecki, who's had 30 years of experience with software as a service, and she's a leading presenter in this area as well as practitioner. She's done cloud computing contracts for banks in the United States and Canada. And so this chapter, I think, is particularly strong, that I hope that we begin with the basics, like what are the types of clouds, what are the reasons and the benefits and concerns from what people have, customers have, vendors have. And then we look at the types of terms, which are the 6 most negotiated terms in these contracts, and provide the top 10 suggestions for providers and customers. So you can see we approach it from both a theoretical, but yet we bring it down to earth. We know that you don't want to discuss this, the cloud computing in the legal heavens. We bring it down to earth, and we try to use a deeper dive into these issues. And one of the most important points throughout the book is the role of privacy. Certainly this comes up in the EU is presently developing what is called the General Data Protection Regulation, which will go into effect sometime in 2018. And recently, within the last few weeks, the United States and Europe have negotiated a Safe Harbor 2.0, a privacy shield, so that we can have data that goes from the United States to Europe. But yet there's a lot of unsettled issues on how to comply with EU privacy law. We also deal in that cloud computing with the issue of how does that relate when data is stored in the clouds, what kind of issues for EU privacy law. There's also data security law and data recovery, for example, is a natural kind of thing, is what happens that you want to make sure that your cloud, that your data that's stored in the cloud is backed up, and that there are that the provider is able to deal very smoothly with data migration if you decide to change your provider. We'll also look at, for example, how federal regulations like HIPAA, the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, COPPA, which is the Children Online Privacy Act, Sarbanes-Oxley, and other federal legislation relates to the latest cloud issues. So I've just touched on some of the high points of the book. This is a big book, 12 chapters, completely up to date, and as I said, co-authored with leading experts. I want to say that if you're a listener to this podcast, I can get you a 20% for the listeners of the podcast only, a 20% discount on the book. And what you want to do is the promotional code, and if you want to buy this book through the LexisNexis.com store online. So that's http://www.lexisnexis.com/store. Again, www.lexisnexis.com/store. The promo code for this podcast is called COMP, COMP, CON, 20. So COMP, CON, 20, which means you get a 20% increase, discount for listening to this podcast, and I hope you'll enjoy the book and love it as much as I love this area of the law. So software licensing, cloud computing agreements, open source and internet terms of use, a practical approach to information contracts in a global setting, published by Matthew Bender, sold by LexisNexis. And so you can get it online very easily. And I hope that you'll enjoy this area.